the Lord.
I'll hear the Lord.
I'll hear the Lord.
This
is the house of the Lord.
To the Lord, yeah. I don't know if you're, oh yes, I see you're ready. Ready to hear the Lord? And it will be clear, right? It will be clear, right? You know, one of the things that we'll see when we go through the scriptures is that God will always use men, just like Pastor said in the earlier session, right? And a meeting like this is a meeting where you can sort of practice the things that you know you've received already. Are we together, right? We're trusting God that we're going to see clearly. We're going to hear clearly. You know, I said something in the afternoon session, and I said it in passing, but I'm going to say it again. I was talking about how I thought I was looking for a balance by listening to pastor for doctrine and trying to look for some other things around. But when I found out that everything was here, I was like, why am I deceiving myself? Right? And I've always told you, and I would always say it, right? Every time hands are laid on me, I always see the difference in my ministration. Every time. So anytime I get myself to special camp meetings or special meetings, what do? Right? I always look forward to the first believers meeting. Right? And I look forward to the next one after impartation. Because I know something changes. Something changes. Right? Something changes. And I'm going to say this. One of the things that shocks me the most about pastor's ministry, particularly with things of the spirit, is how conservative he is. Right? If you were in Carrie's Cup meeting this year, maybe you would have tasted a little of what I'm just talking about. But, you know, the conservatism is something that, you know, models true practice of ministry to me. Right? Because if not by now, I should be charging money for some things. Right? Just put a gate fee or just put some amount on some things and just be saying, ah. But you know, when you now see someone who has been doing this for years and, you know, consistently trying to be behind the, you know, so when pastor said he's an introvert, he's not, you get what I'm saying? Yeah? So, you know, this meeting is a meeting where we trust and we receive, you know, that we are going to have a demonstration of God's power. Right, as pastor is going to be ministering through us and to us, right, today, we're going to be ministering to ourselves as well. That we're going to see a change in our ministrations. We've done session one, session two, session three, this session four, right? We will see a change. You will see clearly. I will see clearly.
I will see clearly.
I will hear clearly.
I'll hear clearly.
Yes, you know, you will say something, you will come back to it, say it clearly, right? And you say it sometimes clearly from the start. Right, it will just be that way, right? So we're going to receive pastor just now. You know, one of the things that, you know, one of the things we also want to, you know, I want to thank pastor for today is that the correction and oversight he has over my life is something I don't take for granted. And I will talk about the correction briefly. I remember one of the first times I got pastor's calls on my phone. I don't know if pastor remember this, but pastor just called me. I just heard, Bishop, that your post. I knew the post he was talking about. And before he even finished the call, I'd already, you know, looked for the post and I took the post down. You know, I had not even heard what he wanted to say. You know, so he now pointed my attention to something I said somewhere around the first or the second minute. It was a 3 minutes long excerpt. And I'm like, and I missed it totally, right? And I was like, how did I miss that? What was I thinking? Right? And for me, it made me feel like there was someone watching me. It made me feel like pastor was not just, you know, there relating from afar and just trying to say, for him to have spotted that at the second minute, right? I remember a second time as well, we did a teaching in 2021, and pastor called my attention to something, and you know, and that call changed a lot. In fact, from that day till today, that's just 4 years now, we've just been repeating, we've just been saying some things again and again and again, because pastor made me see there's no need to rush certain things, right? There's no need to rush certain things, and it's something I'm very grateful. Pastor, thank you for the correction. You see, one of the things that we will see in our world today is that pastor is one of the greatest gifts that God is using in his body. That's the truth. I went together. And why am I saying it this time? I said it on his birthday as well. It's because I don't want a situation where it would be good to have, you know, God's general books and all those great books and people writing about men God has used. But a lot of times when they are passed, right? But we have pastor now, right? For decades more to come, right? And it's good we say it. Is that correct? So that we remind ourselves of the blessing that pastor is to us, right? We don't want to wait to 2020-99 and say, oh, no. Pastor is a blessing to us. Pastor is a blessing to us. Pastor, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful, Pastor, and I appreciate you so, so, so much. I remember Pastor said something in the earlier session around how you cannot not like Brother Hagin. Is that correct? Yeah? And, you know, I heard him say it a few years ago, and I picked from it. You know, and from 2016, 2017, thereabout, I started finding myself in midst of people talking about Pastor. you know, and I had two categories of them. There were those who were emojis in ministry in code, for instance, which a lot of us we know. You know, and one of the punishment I gave myself was that as long as I listen to anything, either by mistake, I'll go and start a new series of pastor. A pastor saw me December last year, was asking, you're committed, why are you coming all the way? And he said some other things. I was like, the punishment I gave myself is what kept me. Right? Because you can't, I've walked people out of my room before because of talking about pastor. I mean, he knows some of the things that I'm talking about, right? Yeah, because I want to live long. Is that correct? And I want to do ministry for long. Yeah, because I can live long and not do ministry for long. Right? So when he said it resonated with me, and I'm just, you know, so grateful for pastor, and I just look forward to many more years and many more decades with pastor right around us. So are we ready for the word again?
Yes, sir.
Are we ready again? Let's welcome pastor one more time.
Hey, let's just lift our hands. Jesus, we honor you. Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lift your hands and just bless Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. We give you praise. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none. Follow him all the days of our life. There's none beside him. There's none like him. We honor him and we worship him. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to do something quick and before we just pray. You know about the gifts of the Spirit, right? You know. Alright, so you're going to list the gifts of the Spirit you want to walk in tonight. Amen. Did you get that? If I just release our faith in that direction, we're going to get it. Yeah, do that now. Before I pray, you pray first. So just list the things of the Spirit you want to see tonight. As we come together, the ones you want to get enhanced as well. List it. You know, to yourself, between yourself and the Lord, and we'll just agree in one accord. I will see that demonstration tonight. The ones you want to see. We're from Brother Hagin and Howard Carter. We have 9. From 1 Corinthians 12. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discernment of spirits. Oftentimes called the revelation gifts. Because they show something. Then we also have the gifts of healings, workings of miracles, and gifts of faith. That they group for us and call the power gifts. Alright, so the last group is the tongue interpretation and prophecy, which is called the utterance gifts. And most of them work together. So you, when you get one, you get the other one. So just, let's say that, you know, believe God tonight that we'll see that in demonstration. Focus this evening will be in the audience, not here. Amen. So, and that's how the church is going to be. I read that prophecy at our last camp meeting. I didn't even see it until just a few hours before that session, given by Smith Wigglesworth, who, by the way, is from United Kingdom. You know, is that his thing about the revival is come from America? So they hold on to that Wigglesworth one very well. So he said that we're going to see that revival of the gifts of the Spirit that will flow from the congregation, and we have the ministry gifts predominant there. I believe that season is here, and we're in it. Amen. So you put it down. Let's just thank God for them. Just thank God. Mention them one by one, and thank God. We'll mark the script after the session. Thank God for them. Thank God. Thank God for them. Thank God for those demonstrations. As we see them, not just tonight, we'll see them ever increasing in our ministry, in our ministries, in our ministering. Oh, Father, we thank you. Come on, thank him 1 minute. 1 minute more. 1 minute more. Just thank him. Thank him. I receive of this and I walk in it tonight. Amen. Amen. Dear Father, we thank you for another time like this. Thank you for the great grace upon this church, upon this ministry, and upon all your servants who are here. And we thank you that tonight the things that ought to be said will be said. The things that ought to be done will be done. And together as a church we behold Jesus Christ your Son, even as he sees us in him. In this session he is glorified as all of us are edified, stirred up by the power of your Holy Spirit, that we become much more effective ministers of the Spirit, not only in this service, but across the body of Christ and throughout the world. Amen. Amen. Just before you sit down, please appreciate Pastor Joshua again. Great guy, great friend, great pastor. I told you, you got the best pastor in the world. Come on, celebrate that. Amen. I appreciate our mommy as well. Amen. Praise the Lord. Have your seat. Praise the Lord. Amen. And Sister Onyedamola. Yeah, you know, I remember now. Praise the Lord. you are wondering who that is, right? It's not a word of knowledge. Praise the Lord. I'll teach you a song, and that song will help us. Many of you know the song already. It's an old song. Somebody tells me, Pastor, why do you like those old Maranatha songs? Well, it says, Lord, come. So that's why I like the song. Maranatha means come. You don't get the joke there. You know that song, as we gather and your spirit walks within us. You know the song? As we gather and your spirit walks within us. As we gather and we glorify your name. knowing why. I like how you did it. To worship, we'll be blessed because we came. We'll be blessed because we came. Let's take it again. As we gather and your spirit walks within us. No, don't use that dwell. I'll tell you something. Just hold on a bit, because we're in a practical session. Years ago, I think it was around 2018, I was preparing for one of our camp meetings, and the Lord just pointed my attention to something. You know, we new creation realities emphasis, I'm strong on it, no doubt, did I notice that our emphasis has been on the indwelling of the Spirit a lot? And the reason why we're like that, because, you know, there were a lot of, oh Lord, come down, oh Lord, manifest, you know, and it seemed like that kind of emphasis, apart from the fact that it was unbelief, it was now taking the emphasis away from what Christ has done, in that he gave us the Spirit. So somehow, the teaching we were doing was more on the Holy Ghost is in you, the Holy Ghost is in you. But that was not the only emphasis of Scripture. The Holy Ghost is also in our midst. Two truths can coexist. Do you understand? They are complementary, not contradictory. Do you understand? Now, why did he give me that emphasis? Somehow, it was like many people now knew how to minister, but not really how to receive. Because you say, well, I have the Holy Ghost. No, he also has the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is also in our midst. So if all eyes, I have the Holy Ghost, I won't know how to see the work of the Holy Ghost outside me. So he asked me to go to that emphasis too. So I had to be putting that. But you know, brethren are funny. Then the way I said that, people shifted again. You know, they just shifted again to, okay, the Holy Ghost. You know, those two truths can coexist. So, I know the Spirit is within us. It's true. But you see, if the Spirit is within us, all it's about, then what are we doing here? The Spirit is in our midst. Do you know in 1 Corinthians 3:16, the first time Paul said, know ye not that you are the temple of God? He was referring to their assembly. And that the Spirit of God dwells in your midst. Look at Acts 2. Acts 2, 1 to 4. There's a subtle message there that Luke passed across. He said, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, the first thing about that event was that they were in the temple. It's not upper room, or they were not in the upper room. They were staying in the upper room, but they met at the temple. So now they were in the temple. You know, we said earlier that there's a backstory. That backstory is what you're about to see. Said, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one place. Everybody knew or knows they are talking about the temple. In one accord, suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house. Notice the play around the word filled. Fully come, filled is the same word. And verse 3, there appeared to them cloven tongues as of fire and sat upon each of them. 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Can you see the play of words? Full, filled, full. Aha. Now, where were they? They were in the temple. In Exodus 40, when Moses built the tabernacle, Exodus 40, when he was done, that should be 35. 35 now says, the temple, the cloud of God was now in that temple, and the house was filled with his glory. He repeated it again in 36. So, which means that the character of the temple of God is that the glory of God fills the place. Now, when Solomon also built the temple, now that's the tabernacle. Tabernacle is just moving temple. Basically, that's what it is. In 1 Kings 8 and 10 and 11, when Solomon also dedicated the temple, the same thing happened. The place was filled, full. Now, what it means is that everybody there got the same thing. The place was full. So, what is Luke saying? Luke is saying that fact of the tabernacle is being fulfilled here. Jesus is building a new one. And everyone there is full. So it wasn't just about the individuality. It was about the corporate thing. Hallelujah. Do you get that? So, and if you look at the book of Acts really was a focus on the spirit in our midst. So the two truths should coexist. Are we making sense? Okay, it's because of that song that I explained that. I hope that's clear. So look at that. Let's sing that song again. And as we gather and your spirit walks within us, it's fine. Walks within us as we gather and we glorify your name. Knowing well that as our heart begins to worship, we'll be blessed because we came. We'll be blessed because we've knocked this song before. We said, no, we are blessed, that's why we came. Why then did you come? We are blessed, that's why we came. You understand? Just stretching things too far. Now, we tweaked that song a little bit. We changed it for the purpose of meetings like this. Now we change it like this. As we gather and God's Spirit walks within us. As we gather and we glorify His name. Knowing well that as our hearts begins to worship, then you turn to someone beside you. You be blessed because I came. I'll be blessed because you came. You get that? And as we gather and God's Spirit. Do you say your spirit? That means you're talking to the next person. Eh? As we gather and God's Spirit dwells within us. As we gather and we glorify His name. Knowing well that as our hearts begins to worship. Tell someone, you'll be blessed because I came. I'll be blessed because let's take it again. And as we gather and God's Spirit walks within us. As we gather and we glorify His name. Knowing well that as our hearts begins to worship, you'll be blessed because I be blessed because you came. Knowing well that as our hearts begins to worship, you'll be blessed because I came. I'll be blessed. I'll be blessed because you came. Amen. And that is true. Praise the Lord. How does that work? Look at that day of Pentecost. They were all in one accord, in one place. And so what happened? They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. You know, I told us in the earlier session that the word filled is a gradual word. It's not an instant word. It means it started from someone, moved to someone, and moved to another person until the whole place was covered. Because in the Hebrew is the word male. It means so something to increase in influence. So that's exactly what happened. Right? It moved from one person to the other, to the other, to the other, till the whole place was full. Not that they just all started talking, you know, instantaneously. No. And usually, Reverend Mark Hankins uses this phrase that there's a first responder. Somebody who starts up. Let's say this is the pastor. Sometimes it's not. There are folks, for example, in a church that they know how to sense things very quickly. And when they do, you know what the Holy Ghost is doing. I mean, it's good for all of us to be like that. But there are just some folks like that. They're just very sensitive, and they probably are prepared well for the session, or just used to the things of the Spirit. Like I said in the earlier service, you should know how to get into those things. Don't be that believer that we need to wind you like a broken vehicle. Wind you. I think I'm getting it. No. You should be on the edge of the things of God, like you are ready. Like you just need to spark something and you're gone. That's how the things of the Spirit are. Now, look at that Acts 2. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Do you notice that when people came around, they noticed each one of them was doing something? Those who came around said, all of them, we hear every man, each man. So that's the idea that God has, that all believers in a place, all believers in a church, all believers in a congregation, they can flow with the Holy Ghost. You know, somebody told me this years ago. He said, you see all this, your Holy Ghost means. That's how he said it. People are very funny. Now, this person is now struggling about the same thing. He said, yeah, he said it's just for small groups. It's just for small groups. I said, just watch. It's not for small groups. Today, to the glory of God, I mean, it's not for small groups. It happens in large groups. Do you understand? You know, because by the next time we read that phrase in Acts 4, you know, they went to pray. When Peter and John were threatened not to speak any longer in the name of the Lord, they went back to their company and reported, verse 23, all that the chief priests and the elders had said. And in one accord, they lifted up their voice and prayed. That means the whole church. Let's assume the first outreach was 3,000. Right? So let's stick with 3,000. At least 3,000 people were there. Okay? Then we look at the next one, that is Acts 4, verse 4. Another 5,000 were added. So at least 8,000 people were there. Now, 8,000 people in a meeting. And they said they were filled with the Spirit. 8,000. Not figurative. Literal 8,000. And they were filled with the Spirit. So when they prayed together in one accord, said the place where they prayed was shaken together. And they were all filled with the Spirit. Everybody. In Acts 13:52, it says all the disciples were full of joy. Imagine a church, everybody full of joy and the Holy Ghost. So it means it's possible. Yeah, it is. I know it is. So everyone. So what that means is that each person yielded themselves to the Spirit of God. Everybody. Each one. Nobody was a spectator. The way I say that, when I see people looking at us, are you a journalist? The only journalist that tried to take record. What are you doing? Are you not part of those who should be full of the Spirit in the meeting? So, in 1 Corinthians 14:26, Paul now spoke to the church. He said, how is it, brethren, when you come together, let's assume the church in Corinth was 10,000. He says, and every one of you has a tongue. He says, has a lesson, has a psalm, has a revelation, has an interpretation. He says, let all things be done decently and in order. Or done unto edifying, pardon me. So, which means that every one of us can lay hold on a manifestation of the Spirit or more. Each one can do that. Everyone. You know, I was telling a younger pastor, a young pastor too, and I told him, you know, he saw myself and Reverend Tokes minister together. I said, was that the way you guys were flowing? That he was, I said, I've been ministering with him for over 30 years. And I told him there was a meeting we had. It was in a classroom. In fact, we had to use what you call lanterns to have some light. It was a dark primary school room. And I said, that was how we were flowing in the Holy Ghost in that place. So now that you are before a conference, we learned it years ago. So in smaller groups, you still learn how to flow in if it comes to larger groups. Amen. So it's the same thing. Praise God. So what happened amongst 120 happened with at least 8,000 and happened with many more thousands. Paul is now telling a whole church that is likely 10,000 plus. When you come together, every one of you. Someone say, how is that possible? So I asked him, now, have you not seen a concert where everybody's dancing? He said, yes. Have you not seen a concert of 20,000 but they're all dancing? He said, yes. Why do you then think it is impossible for everybody in the same arena to be full of the Holy Ghost? It shows how illiterate we are about the things of the Spirit. Yes, everyone can. In this meeting, everyone will. Praise God. Everybody will. Everybody will walk in the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. We said it by faith. It's by faith. Everyone will. The first time I walked in Revelation gifts, it was when Melubaji that told me, said, do you know that's the word of knowledge? I said, I don't know what that is. He said, that's what you just did now. He said, the second thing was the word of wisdom. I said, I don't know. What's the word of knowledge? It means to have an information about someone, a fact. Not you are blessed though. Not, you know, you're a new creature. That's not it. An information, a fact, that is necessary to minister to a need or a situation. It could point to something that has happened or is already happening. It could indicate a date, a time, an individual, just like an information, a fact. So that's a word of knowledge. The word of wisdom is said to point to the future, where you, again, indicate a fact, an information about something in the future. Then discerning of spirits is when you literally hear or see and recognize spiritual entities. Now, that could include God, the Father, could include Jesus, just the Holy Ghost speaking to you. It could also include you hearing something in the spirit. It could be angels. It could be different things. Sometimes it could be you just see something. You know, you just see, like a sight. Praise God. How many of you have seen a sight in this meeting?
Just
that's the sign of spirits. You will recognize something, and it comes with knowing. You know, knowing. You just know. Now there was this person who is in church now. Let me try to cover the person's name. So I just saw something as he came into the meeting. I just saw something, and I recognized what the problem was. It was just an image. So, as I saw it, I knew what it was about. Not before the meeting. You know, it comes with, as you see it, you know it. Oh, that's it. Have you wondered how Peter, James, and John knew that they saw Moses and Elijah? They didn't have pictures now. That's seeing and knowing. How did Paul know it was Jesus? Of course, he heard Jesus say it, I'm Jesus, you know. But it's a knowing that also comes. So you can have, just see something. And as you also preach the gospel, I was one day going from Ife to Ibadan, 94, I think. So I was leaving OAU. I was planning to go to OAU. I was crossing from Ilorin to OAU. It didn't work out, you know. And I was a bit happy because my father went to OAU and they're very, very arrogant. Went to Ife, really. Very arrogant people. My dad was very arrogant. Say the best queen in the world, all those kind of things, you know. So I called them in church, arrogant people. You know, so I did eventually go. So I was leaving, and somehow I was a bit discouraged because I wanted to cross from Ilorin to Ife, Nigeria. So, but I just switched my mood. Then I just prayed in tongues. So I got into this bus, and as soon as I got into the bus, I just saw the hospital. And I saw the woman, and I said to her, are you going to a hospital? She said yes. As soon as she said yes, the second information came. You know, Jesus asked the woman, go call your husband. She said, I have no husband. Eli said, hoo-hoo! Jesus is doing lamba. So I have no husband. Then he answered, you have rightly said. Right? You've had five husbands. The man you are with is not your husband. So sometimes more information will come in a conversation. So as soon as she said, yes, I just saw another image. I said, you're going to check your daughter's son. You know, as she said, Jesus. Then the third information came. Then I said, so and so and so is the case. Let's agree together. Immediately she agreed. The interesting part was that it was in my days where I had a punk haircut. So I wasn't really looking like, you know, I remember one Jehovah's Witness guy. So a witness. He saw me with, I just finished with the barber, so I was full of, I mean, the haircut was there. Then I used to have a Jericho on my head. So, not total Jericho, just, no, I think, just, I don't know, right. So, as he saw me, so he felt I was one new convert, or maybe unbeliever. So he gave me this Watchtower magazine. I looked at him. I said, sit down. So he said, no, the kingdom. So when I began to explain the Greek Bible you had in his hands, he kept looking at me like, he said, sorry, you are a pastor like this. So that woman, she just said, hey. So it moved from one information to the next one. Amen. There are other people that you say, and you say no. Then from that no, you now know what it was. Revelation gives work like that. Sometimes you see, sometimes you just hear. Sometimes you just sense something. And strongly so. You just sense. And you know it. And that's the Holy Ghost. You know? But one thing is clear. What you do with the first one will determine how much more comes. Never back down. Amen. Stay on. Stay on in the things of the Spirit. Stay on. You know, there are times like that. When I was younger, if I can say something and there's nobody, I feel, hey. But no, that is not an issue again. Amen. I'll just continue. Amen. And almost 99 to 100%, it will actually be about somebody who didn't come or will come afterwards. I mean, it's just a job. So there's no, you know, these things are our own. We are not doing trial and error. We have the baptism with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost works with us. Amen. And why does he give a word of knowledge? Why do you have a word of knowledge? It's to be precise about what is being ministered to. It's to be precise about what is being ministered to. I always talk about my niece, she's been a graduate now 2-3 years. I told my wife that exactly. I remember I just left the restroom and I told her, I said, my sister-in-law, I mean, she wasn't my sister-in-law there, but I mean, my wife's sister, we're married. So I said to her, I said, look at today. I told her the exact day. I said, count 9 months from now. I said, it's just now that she got pregnant. She said, yeah. I said, yep. Now. I said, so count 9 months, our first child will come. I remember the Aroye homes. I was passing in front of the house of the Ogunlewes in Likoroju. As I looked at the wall clock, I said, it's 4 o'clock. By 4:01, the child will be born. I saw it. Now, there are times where it's not that clear, many times. Praise God. But start with what you have. Just lay a hold on it. Start with exactly what you have. And there are times like that. You know, it's to minister. Okay, I remember one other, she's a pastor in church today. She, in fact, the other person who was around, now started coming for meetings. I think I pointed out a camp meeting. So, you know, I just said there were no phones. So she was going to go and check brother's wife that put to bed, definitely our own niece. So she was going for the naming ceremony. So I told her, I said, there will be no naming ceremony. I said, they will still be at the hospital. And I said, when you get there, you see another baby, you know, who has not been discharged. Take this cloth. You discharge both of them. So I said, to prove to you what you're about to do, I said, there's somebody in this house who has a dislocated knee. So they looked around. That's the sister that now indicated she was in the meeting. This happened about 25 years ago. So I now said, so they now look for her. She was sleeping. Don't be sleeping at the wrong time. They woke her up and put in, she was healed. So as she got to the hospital, she discharged it too. You know? Now, how did that come? I didn't exactly see anything. As she was going, I just knew something was odd. I just sensed something was odd. So I just prayed in tongues. What was that? Then he said, it's no naming ceremony. See, I started with that impression. I did something with it. Praise God. Do something with it. I'm better still, Brother Hagin, the way he taught us, just pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. If anything, Paul says, I thank my God. I speak with tongues more than you all. You know, most people who are against the charismatic ministry, they hate that verse. That verse, he puts to bed anything you are thinking about. Said, I thank my God. So they boast. I speak in tongues more than you all. Number one, that means they all spoke in tongues. That means if you put all of them together, they never match Paul. So how would you explain it that the tongues are for a season? It's not just a season. It's a premiership season. Rubbish. Do you understand? So do something with it. Tonight you have an information. Sometimes it's just a date. Just a date. Sometimes it's just a name. You know? And that's all to it. One of our pastors, the way I got to know her was by, she just walked into, I didn't even know it was a conference. I said, someone by the name just entered into the meeting. And that's how I knew her name. And she came forward. I said, that's your name. Yeah. I've known her now 27 years. You know? So just a name. Why did God give me that name? Well, maybe just to identify the person. Sometimes to minister to a need. Different things. So you have an information. It could be about the future. So those three things usually work together. The sign of spirit, word of knowledge, word of wisdom. And they are working together tonight as well. Now you also have the gift of faith and working of miracles. Now let me say something. How many of us have gotten people to be baptized with the Holy Ghost before? Just raise your hand. More are going to. Because I'm going to, that's our direction tonight. Do you know that? That is the workings of miracles and the gift of faith. If we could just do more with it. If we could do more with it. Tunjo Gulaye told me something. A friend of mine has passed on. He said that, Shegun, there's something about we are the administrators of God's power. Then, we're so excited about laying hands on people. That was some 33 years ago, 32 years ago. And people will fall under the power. And he said, we can do better. He said, yeah, that is a part of it. He said, but there are other things. So I noticed that that's true. He said, you know, you can minister the same thing to something else. So which means that, you know, when you are getting people filled with the Holy Ghost, you can do other things with it. You can get people filled with the Holy Ghost. Look at what Ananias did. He got Paul full of the Spirit and the scales. That's a miracle. Fell off his eyes. It was the same ministry. The same. Do you know that when he laid hands on them also in Ephesus, they didn't just speak in tongues, they prophesied. So a faculty and other faculties were opened. In Timothy, he laid hands on Timothy and he said, the gift that is in you by the laying on of my hands. 1 Timothy 4 and 14. So there's a whole lot. It's like if you do something with one, you get others. So you have the workings of miracles and gift of faith. And you have the gifts of healings. They occur together. That is why Howard Carter and Brother Hagin, they classify them as the power gifts. They work together. Then we have the utterance gifts. The utterance gifts are like the starting point. They are always the key to the other things. Look at 1 Corinthians 14:26. When Paul says, and every one of you have a tongue, you have an interpretation, you have a revelation, you have a psalm, then you have a doctrine. Then he said, let all things be done to edifying. Do you know where he started? He that speaks with tongues is the starting point. If you don't know where to start with tongues, but don't end there. Don't end there. It's a starting point. There's a whole lot in that trail for you. It's like rejoicing. It took me sessions upon sessions in the church I pastor to explain to them that you waste away a lot when you are rejoicing and all you do is leaping and jumping. I said, look at it very well. When Jesus rejoiced, he spoke. There's a whole lot as you are rejoicing. Listen to the things you are saying. Joy is stirring up the gifts of the Spirit. It is not rejoicing is an end, no doubt. But in that instance, it's bringing a stream of other things. Amen. So what I'm saying is this very brief session is that, look, learn to take a hold of more. There are some of us, for example, You know, when we are in a meeting like this, we just stay with tongues and interpretation. No. Tonight you are going to stretch. You stretch. I will push you. You will do more. You're going to hear things. The day of Pentecost, what did they know? It was Paul that did much explanation. What did they know? But everybody saw something. Everybody saw something. Everybody got something. So it's not about having some deep knowledge. Mm-mm. When it comes to the things of this, it's just desire. Some people can, you know, one guy was talking to me about the gifts of the Holy Ghost. He's a scholar. And we do research together. So when he was done, I asked him, you know, as he started talking, he talked. I was listening. So I asked a fundamental question. I said, do you speak with tongues? He said, no. So what are you talking about? You don't. He said, well, I think, that's the end now. Imagine you take your car to a car mechanic and he says, I say, can you repair a car? He said, no. He said, but I can explain how your car works. Go away. There was something that happened in my alumni group, the larger body of Gomez College, but this is so funny. You know? So somebody now brought an issue up that there was an association, this is a Nigerian problem, of engineers, mechanical engineers, you know, an alumni group of maybe 20 years. So, I mean, this kind of illustration doesn't work here, but if you are a Nigerian, you understand what I'm saying. So the generator they were using, you know, broke down. So mechanical engineers. So Taylor said, okay, let's see. Then I went to look for one roadside mechanic. We didn't go to any school. So the guy came, how can you all be mechanical engineers? And you couldn't repair. That's how grammar started in our group. No, you can't reduce a mechanical engineer to generator. Chief, generator. Generator. Most of them are now tech experts. They're not bankers. Chief. Amen. How can you do all these exegesis on gifts of the Spirit and you don't speak in tongues? Oh boy, you close your Bible. Speak in tongues first. Then I'll hear you. You do all the teaching on healing and I ask you, have you healed the sick before? You said no. Have you been healed before? You said no. Close your Bible. Go and get healed first. It's better than tells. When you feel it, then you can teach it better. Because the gifts of the Spirit are an experiential thing. It's not a theoretical thing. It's not about heaven, where we are all trying to guess. Do you understand? This is a real life situation. Do you understand? And you don't know what it is. Where's your Bible? Go and get it first. Then the expression will become clearer to you. You know, I did a presentation in 2018. Among some scholars on the charismatic ministry, someone now told me, an elderly minister, probably close to 80 now. He said, I'd never seen anybody. He said, the way you took it one by one. I said, the reason is that, I have the experience. So, I wasn't just explaining academics to you. The thing is clear. Do you understand? I have the experience. So when I'm saying it, I know what I'm telling you. I've gotten people filled with the Holy Ghost in Aladura Church. I've gotten filled in Catholic, in any camp, for anyone. So, what are you talking about? Then I say, no, it's not for everybody. I said, no, it's for everybody. Come and see how it's for everybody. Do you understand? So, when you know, I mean, by experience. So, when it comes to the things of the Spirit, the experience must not be far from you. Christianity has experiences. It has experiences. Jesus told them to wait. He gave them the Great Commission. He said, wait till you get this experience. And so in this meeting, we walk in those things. Yes, that's why I'm giving you a short tutorial. You walk in them. One will lead to the other. Then to the other. And then to the other. And then to the other. And then to the other. Till you cover all the grounds. And it won't just be for today. For in these sessions, there's an enhancement going on. And, you know, an enhancement. I believe this session will have some hands laid on some people. You know, in Acts 6, when hands were laid on Stephen, it was clear that in 5, he said he was full of the Holy Ghost. But by the time they spoke about him in verse 8, it will not say full of power. Now, that's deliberate. It means that when hands were laid on him, something was enhanced. when it comes to the things of the spirit, you can actually watch yourself, you know, and say to yourself, have I had much of this? Have I, you know, Paul gave the instruction, he said, quench not the spirit, which means you can check your life whether you are quenching the spirit. You can check it. You can ask yourself. You can say, Shaggy, when was the last time you got people full of the Holy Ghost? When was the last time you laid hands on the sick? That's the way to check your spiritual temperature. And if you are not just excited about it, it's backsliding. That's backsliding. It's backsliding. Don't say, hey, you know, when I was a younger Christian, we used to jump and rejoice. So what's happening to you now? Your spirit man now is using walking stick. I hope you know what I just said. No, you are backsliding, man. Do you understand? But I'm not like that here. So the Holy Ghost is working here. Amen. The gifts of the Spirit are active here. How do we start? Start with tongues, but don't stop there. As you interpret, then you have clearer utterances. And usually, you begin to have facts. Either come through your words or come through your spirit. Or begin to see things. You just see them. Oh, wow. I saw this. And you saw this. And you see pictures. You see images. Not imaginations. You see them. And then clarity of those things will come. Why? Because from today, when you minister, even the preaching of the gospel, you will minister with the things of the spirit in a stronger way. You will notice that you will get people's attention more. No, you will. You will get the attention much more. Much more. Revelation gifts have a way of, in fact, the way they will get people's attention. You know, this is God. This is not somebody telling somebody something. I used to do some weird things before, but then I do them again. Those some of the pastors may have done this in church, but I've stopped doing it because people can go to the extreme. I actually ask you to write something. I'll tell you what you wrote. I've done that many times before, you know. And that's just God's way of showing people what's available in the meeting. Amen. And there are things available here. Praise God. You'll be blessed because I came. I will be blessed because you came. Let's pray in other tongues. 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 Over Shosha, Thiton, Lando, Gradusa, Pizarro, Shokra, Canensis. Pardo the Dusa for the steer do Susa Frictus Tusa Practus Lendos Zusa. Pray in other tongues. Pray in other tongues. Nasto Black that Gokta Legaduza Namanonga Skoda Lazar of Fraxto Dis Lendos Bondo Scasto Ledo Reda Procta Lecta Scuda Brando Nonga Tusa Peso Roxa Racte Studio Pedro No Soronga Dagadosis. Medo dose fetto se bada dose tiene no 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 se breke leto se bata stedo scada la leli dedo toda brada tesa ninga gringo dose kanda medo breka posta prata skoda disto preta skoda bado dose brenda tisa bada vode breke dise beka no se beka dise paka dise bada dese beka daya zo se bata zo se kato steda tuste leto se bota zero vodo bede vede vodo kede bede kusos mako stepa dode pake tesa kede Tessa told the Britta, Teddy, Soda Vida Bada Cosa Bede, Soda Baka Dista, Super Tista, Lato Mango Tusa Bracta Tica Dena, Loda Broto Step Babeka Dessa Brussels, Zosa Breca de Teddy Breda Gedda Veda Gedda Kedos, Little Breda Veda Cosa Breda Gedda Kedda Kedos, Shomanetas, Matos, Pedos, Bredos, we receive harvest, of the things we believe for. Even this evening, Shana break the stroke that take to Mango Dusa, Brat the Data, 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 Dosa, Bada Dosa, Bagadena, Bada Gedda, Gedda Dusa, Nan the brothers can at this day the mother gave the bottle. Let the step to the practice see the brother. Let the stand at the bottle, brush of goose. Babo could break it, so break it away. Latos, metos, credos, guidos, idos, canos. This a practice see that is it. Man the deed that they that lose a pregnant. Pesos, shepherd, this a practice, scotty. Let us the nanga, the gadabo. Middle subretos, get a bit of brother, sooner, brother, sooner. Marcos, let the kid is in Ningaluga. Let me get a hunger, Kokosu, Papa, Okodo. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Praise God. We're people of faith. Amen. So you look for somebody around the auditorium that you've not probably had this before with. Someone you probably don't know, you don't know well. Look for that person. Look for someone around the auditorium. You know, somebody you don't know too well. Or you know the person, but you've never had the cause to. Now, don't hold hands like you want to pray. You're not praying. No. Mm-hmm. Holding hands itself is a ministry. Holding hands itself is a ministry. Just look for someone. Just anyone. You know, or you don't know too well. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. We're going to minister to one another and through one another. There are instances that it's not just about people here. It's about other people not here. And the Holy Ghost will, again, just, you know, walk through us to minister to others. Don't forget how to start. We'll start with tongues. Then interpretation of tongues. Then other things will follow with those things. And just be open to the moving of, I'm going to give you enough time, to the moving of the Spirit of God. And it's not just about now. You will do this with thousands. You will do this with tens of thousands. You will do this across different groups. I saw something just about the time we were praying, that there's someone here who you relate with young people a lot. The teenage groups. You know, okay, good. Now, your job, I know it looks like they need therapy and they need some help, counseling. But you see, what you are going to be doing for them is what we're doing here. You are going to raise people who are full of the Spirit and on fire with the gifts of the Spirit. So redirect your emphasis to the things of the Spirit. That is what will get the job done. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You ready? Let's say this together. Thank you, Father, for the gifts of the Holy Ghost. They walk through me this evening. Tongues and interpretation. And prophesying. They walk through me this evening. The word of knowledge. The word of wisdom. The discerning of spirits. They walk through me tonight. The gifts of healings. Workings of miracles. And the gift of faith. They walk with me tonight. Amen. So step in faith with the person. Just start us. One person can start. The other person will, you know, take over from that point. Yep. 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 Step into it. Step into it. I give you enough time. Step into it. Step into it. Yep. Tongues, then interpretation of tongues. Tongues, then interpretation of tongues. Tongues and interpretation of tongues. Precision. Yep. See His glory. See His glory. See. His glory come down. Praise His name. Praise His name. See His glory come down. See His glory come down. See His glory. See His glory. See His glory come down. Praise His name. Praise His name. See His glory come down. See His glory come down. See His glory. See His glory. See His glory come down. Praise His name. Praise His name. See His glory come down. See His glory come down. Praise His name. Praise His name. See His glory come down. See His glory come down. I see His glory. I see His glory. See His glory come down. I praise His name. Praise His name. See His glory come down. See His glory come down. God of light, holiness and truth, power and might, I see His glory, see Him now appear. God of light, holiness and truth, power and might, I see His glory, see Him now appear. God of light, holiness and truth, power of mine, I see His glory, see Him now appear. God of light, holiness and truth, power of mine, I see His glory, see Him now appear. God of light, holiness and truth, power of mine, I see His glory, see Him now appear. Yep. Precision is there, accuracy is there, and the gift of faith is working. Working is a miracles. And the gifts of healing. I'm having a free course, even in this place. Holiness and truth, power of mine, I see His glory, see Him now appear. God of light, holiness and truth, power of mine, I see His glory, see Him now appear. I see His glory, I see His glory, I see His glory now appear. I see His glory, I see His glory, I see His glory now happen. God of light, holiness and truth, power of mine, I see His glory, see Him now appear. God of light, holiness and truth, power of mine, I see his glory, seeing now appear. God of life, holiness and truth, power and might. I see his glory, seeing now appear. You're the Lord of life, holiness and truth, power and might. I see his glory, see him now appear. And as we gather at your spirit walks within us, as we gather and we glorify your name, knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, we'll be blessed because we came in. We'll be blessed because we came. As we gather and God's Spirit walks within us, as we gather and we glorify his name, knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, you'll be blessed because I came. I'll be blessed because you came. Knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, you'll be blessed because I came in. I'll be blessed because you came. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord. Great is your faithfulness. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord. Great is your faithfulness. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord. Great is your faithfulness. So we praise you, we praise you, O Lord. We praise you, we praise you, O Lord. In our lives, Lord, we see what you're doing one more time, Lord. We lift our hands in praise of your name. We lift our hands in praise of your name. In our lives, Lord, we see what you're doing one more time, Lord. We lift our hands in praise of your name. We lift our hands in praise of your name. In our lives, Lord, we see what you're doing one more time, Lord. We lift our hands in praise of your name. Hey, we lift lift hands in praise of your name. We praise you, Almighty God, and everlasting is your name. From age to age, you're still the same. Oh Lord, we praise your name. So we praise you, Almighty God. Everlasting is your name. From age to age, you're still the same. Oh Lord, we praise your name. From age to age, you're still the same. Oh Lord, we praise your name. We praise you, Almighty God. And everlasting is your name. From age to age, you're still the same. Oh Lord, we praise your name. From age to age, you're still the same. Oh Lord, we praise your name. You are the never-changing God. You are the Lord, the never-changing God. You are the Lord, the ever-faithful God. You are the Lord, the Almighty God. Oh yes, you are the Lord of all. You are the never-changing God. You are the Lord, the never-changing God. You are the Lord, the ever-faithful God. You are the Lord, the Almighty God. You are the Lord of all. You are the never-changing God. You are the Lord, the never-changing God. You are the Lord, the ever-faithful God. You are the Lord, the Almighty God. You are the Lord of all. You're the same God with the same story. Yesterday, beyond today, forever you will still remain. You're the same God with the same story. From glory to glory, we will praise you. You're the same God with the same story. Yesterday, beyond today, forever you will still remain. You're the same God with the same story. From glory to glory, we will praise you. You're the same God with the same story. Yesterday, beyond today, forever you will still remain. You are the same God with the same story. From glory to glory, we will praise you. From glory to glory, we will praise you. Time that we are gathered in your name. You are hearing us in the fullness of your spirit. As we lift our voice to worship and praise, Lord, we open up our hearts to you. And as you fill our hearts with your passion and your dreams, with a hunger to see your glory fill the earth. You fill our hearts with your purpose and your plan. Oh, Jesus, it's by your Spirit. And every time that we are gathered in your name, you are hearing us in the fullness of your Spirit. And as we lift our voice to worship and praise, Lord, we open up our hearts to you. As you fill our hearts with your passion and your dreams, with a hunger to see your glory fill the earth. You fill our hearts with your purpose and your plans. Oh, oh, Jesus, it's by your Spirit. With our hearts to you, no resistance at all. As we walk in us, you make us better. You are the builder, Lord. We are your edifice. Lord, you walk in us and make us better. Feeble hearts are strengthened, they burn with fresh fire. And strange desires consumed in your fire. As you fill our hearts with your passion and your dreams, we hunger to see your glory fill the earth. You fill our hearts with your purpose and your plans. Oh, oh, Jesus, it's by your Spirit. You got 5 more minutes. 5 minutes. Yield our hearts to you. 5 minutes more, please. No resistance at all. As you walk in us and make us better. You are the builder, Lord. We are your edifice. Lord, you walk with us and make us better. Feeble hearts are strengthened, they're born with fresh fire. And strange desires consumed in your fire. As you fill our hearts with your passion and your dreams, with a hunger to see your glory fill the earth. You fill our hearts with your purpose and your plans. Oh, Jesus, it's by your Spirit. It's by your Spirit, by your spirit. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, by your spirit. So the and about us. Here's by your spirit, Jesus. By your spirit. By your spirit. Yep, yep, there's a lot more going on. There's a lot more going on. It's by his spirit. 3 minutes more. Three. Yes, Jesus.
As the deer pined for the water, so my soul longed after you. You alone are my heart's desire, and I love to worship you. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone will my spirit yield. You alone are my heart, desire, and I love to worship you. You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are my king. I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. You alone are my strength and shield. To you alone will my spirit yield. You alone are my heart, desire, and I love to worship you.
2 more minutes.
I love you more than gold or silver. Only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. My strength and shield. To you alone will my spirit yield. You alone are my heart, desire, and my love to worship you. My strength and shield. To you alone will my spirit yield. It's you alone are my heart, desire, and I love to worship you.
1 minute more.
You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone will my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I love to worship you. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone will my spirit yield. Lord, you alone are my heart, desire and I love to worship you.
Just one moment, start to wrap up. Start to round off. We're not done, no. Start to round off the first session.
You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone, oh my spirit, you. You alone are my heart's desire and I love to worship you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. We're not done. Are you checking?
Yes, sir.
You're checking? Are you marking the script?
Yes, sir.
Are we on course?
Yes, sir.
Are we very much on course?
Yes, sir.
Are we very much on course?
Yes, sir.
So now you look for another partner. Amen. Another partner. Praise the Lord. And this time around, you step bolder in faith into more. Amen. And we break the spirit of timidity in the atmosphere. And there's liberty and freedom everywhere. No one is held back. Nothing holds you back. Nothing holds you back. Nothing holds you back. You get it right. Yeah, sights are here. Sounds are here. And you know what? There's also the power gifts. You know, you could minister to somebody who is sick at home. You could minister to someone who is in another country. Step in faith in it. Step in faith. Praise God. Even if today is your first time, you do it. The first time can be that kind of time too. Amen. Amen. So it's not like some of us who are ministering have the uncle of the Holy Ghost. It's the same Holy Ghost. Amen. It's just about yielding to God. Amen. How many of you minister differently? Let me see your hand. You minister differently. And there's more. Say, I receive more.
I receive more.
I take more. And I minister more. So greater things, they flow through me today. Now we're going to also have tangible things. Tangible things will mean that things will be felt. It's not just utterances or revelation. Things can be felt. Can be felt. Amen. Can be felt. Praise God. That's why I say don't touch yourself yet. If you touch someone, it's because you want to minister to the person. So, but if you waste it with just touching to pray, now you sabi. Do you understand? So there are tangible things. You know, sometimes when you minister, you know that thing in Mark 5, when the woman says she felt something. If you have observed it, sometimes when you get people full of the Holy Ghost, you feel things like that. You know, and there's a lot more to it. Sometimes you sense it when there's a demonic presence somewhere. You sense it. You know, I was, the first time I laid hands on people, some years ago, over 30 something years ago, everybody I laid hands on to be healed got sick more. You don't get it. My first healing meeting, everybody went to the hospital as a proof that they came. That was the first testimony, you know, that I got. Everybody, I even think that those that were not sick before, the fact that they came, they felt sick. So somebody actually saw me, and then, you know, he said, "Why did you lay hands? Why did you lay hands?" I said, He said, "Did you read that verse very well?" He said, "He lay hands on the sick and cast out demons. You went to lay hands on everybody. What if the people you laid hands on had demons? So the demons will have come from them through to you." I didn't know. Do you know that the moment I heard that, that fear got me sick that night. That fear got me sick. That, hey? So you mean as I laid hands, those demons came to me. Oh my God. I felt ill. I was admitted at AKO Yekon Clinics in Lagos Island. I was sick for a while. So I was now in the home of some of our distant cousins, the Adewumis. So I was there. Muslims though. So I was just sick from having a healing meeting. That means I got sick because I was punished by ignorance. So there on the sick bed. I just got up from the sick bed and I went to their library. Muslims. And they had this book, set of books. My eyes just got glued to one. To Heal the Sick. Charles and Francis Hunter. I just picked it. And I began to read it. As I read it, like something just overshadowed the whole place. And I said, in the name of Jesus, I will no longer draw back in the healing ministry. I will take this healing power to the nations of the earth. In spite and despite, thousands and millions will be healed in Jesus' name. I think it's coming to pass. Hallelujah. So never allow anything to hold you back. I shared that with you to show you that, see, we all start out somehow. But keep going. Tonight, keep going. Tonight, keep going. You will step into wider revelations. Amen. And the greater things of the gifts of the Spirit in operation. Amen. See, I step into greater revelation, greater demonstrations of the things of the Spirit. Tangible things. Things that will be felt are happening now. Amen. Go ahead. Go ahead. Yep. Go ahead. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord our God, we wait on you. We wait on you. We wait on you. In the season of your mighty reign, we ask, oh God, that you send your rain. Oh Lord our God, we wait on you. We wait on you. We wait on you. In the season of your mighty reign, we ask, oh God, that you send your rain. It is raining. It is raining. It is raining upon every heart. It is raining. It is raining. It is raining upon every heart. It is raining, it is raining, it is raining upon every heart. We come behind in no gifts, we come behind in no gifts, we function with ease in all of his gifts. We come behind in no gifts, we come behind in no gifts. We function with ease in all of his gifts. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every believer for his profiting and the blessing of the church. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every believer for his profiting and the blessing of the church. Oh Lord, we desire a greater demonstration of your Spirit and all of his gifts in us. Oh Lord, we desire a greater demonstration of your Spirit and all of the gifts in us. We desire utterances, revelation, power, gifts, and all of his gifts, all of his gifts, provided at the Sudan and Jesus. All of his gifts, all of his gifts, but others of Adidas. Oh Lord, we desire We desire, we desire, we desire. No, the man of the secret of the Dida Father. La Dida, the Dida, the Dida, the Dida. Oh Lord, we desire, we desire, we desire a greater demonstration of your spirit, of your spirit, and all of his gifts, all of his gifts, all of his gifts, all of his gifts, so that I know sh na ba ne re ra ke na ne san be re ba re do se fa ke di su re ra re ra na dis. Oh Lord, we desire all of his gifts, ba da de da tu se fa ba zo su ne kre ka di le du de ma ne ra do se ras. Yep, yep. Tangible things, tangible things, tangible things. Things that can be touched, felt. Yes, tangible things. Children of water, saw that. Yep. We desire them and we get them. We desire them and we get them. Oh yes, Lord. Oh yes, Lord. Oh yes, Lord. Oh yes, Lord. Oh yes, Lord, for all over the world, spirit lighting hearts, young and old, male and female, great and small, all with Holy Ghost fire, fires of renewal, chasing all us in families, on the streets and everywhere. Renewals, renewals, renewals of passion and desire as we bow our knees to supplicate. Our eyes behold you, Jesus, Jesus, revealing yourself in dire's ways. All the nations worship you. All over the world, the spirit lighting hearts, young and old, male and female, great and small, with Holy Ghost fire, fires of renewals is raising altars in families, on the streets and everywhere. Renewals, renewals, renewals of passion and desire as we bow our knees to supplicate. As we hold you, Jesus, Jesus, revealing yourself in diverse ways, all the nations worship you. Eyes will see, ears will bow, tongues confess, Jesus Christ is the Lord. All the nations worship you. Revelation experiences encounters with the tangible power of God. All the nations worship you. Renewals, renewals, renewals of passion and desire as we bow our knees to supplicate. As behold you, Jesus, Jesus, revealing yourself in diverse ways. All the nations worship you. 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 As we hold you, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. As we hold you, Jesus, Jesus. Yep. We walk in greater dimensions of the power gifts, of the tangibilities of God's Spirit. Ha ha ha! Hey, 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 hey. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, for supper, come on. Glory. Has me holding Jesus. Jesus. Feeling yourself in God's ways. All the nations worship you. As we hold you, Jesus, Jesus, feeling yourself in God's ways. All the nations worship you. As we hold you, Jesus, 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 revealing yourself in diverse ways. Reveal yourself in diverse ways. All the nations worship you. As we hold you, Jesus. 10 minutes more. As we hold you, Jesus. Jesus. Revealing yourself in diverse ways. All the nations worship you. As we hold you, Jesus, Jesus, revealing yourself in diverse ways, all the nations worship you. As we hold you, Jesus, Jesus, revealing yourself in diverse ways, all the nations worship you. As we hold you, Jesus, Jesus, feeling yourself in diverse ways, all the nations worship you. There's a ceaseless flow of God's Spirit in this place today. There's a mighty flow of God's Spirit in this place today. There's a ceaseless flow of God's Spirit in this place today. We yield our hearts. We yield our hearts. We yield our mouths. We yield our hearts. We yield our lips. We yield our feet. We yield our hearts to that ceaseless flow. As a mighty flow, mighty flow, mighty flow, mighty flow, mighty flow. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. No, cast out those faces. Ha ha ha. Those of Rakadenos. Those of Rakos of Rosa Pata. Set the Nianos. What a great flow. What a mighty flow. Those of Rekenonga Bokos of Ratas. Ceaseless flow upon us, upon our churches, upon our ministries. Ceaseless flow. It will cease. Yes, it will cease. It will stop. It will stop. Hey! It won't cease, it won't stop. It flows continuously and continually. It won't cease, it won't stop. It flows continually and consistently. Oh. Ceaseless flow, mighty flow, unhindered flow, unhindered flow, unhindered flow of the movings of the Spirit, unhindered flow of the movings of the Spirit, unhindered flow of the movings of the Spirit in this place. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bokosa bakaleka de bakaleka de da do do. Letos de berge du de deke dasas. Ceaseless flow. Oh yeah. 5 minutes more. Five minutes more. Get a hold of it for our nation, for our communities, for our churches, for our family. Sobra canadiza vacadida de nadosia, lendo brusta bracta sobernatus, le brocosada. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, the border vadadiza vacadita, pedo de vacadida vadaduza vacaditas, tusa vectosta vacadisa. Pito de Bodonda Cadusa Cadavisa Mananasas Yeka Litos to the Brick to the Vadadisa Vacadisas Lebo Cadusa Branda Disa Rodosa Tessa Rabadosa Kidedusa Paso the Presto Cadakina Padahata. Hey, it's working, it's working. Stronger and stronger, stronger. It gets stronger and stronger with use. Oh yes, all over the world, God's Spirit is moving. All over the world, as the prophet said it should be. All over the world, there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord. As the waters covers the sea, all over the world, God's Spirit is moving. All over the world, as the prophet said it should be. All over the world. 3 minutes more, please. 3 minutes more. There's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord, as the waters covers the sea. Right here in our midst, God's Spirit is moving. Right here in our midst, as the prophet said it should be. Right here in our midst, there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Right here in our midst, God's Spirit is moving. Right here in our midst, as a prophet said it should be. Right here in our midst. 3 minutes more, please. There's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord, as the waters covers the sea. All over the world, God's Spirit is moving. All all over the world, as a prophet said it should be. All over the world, there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord, as the waters covers the sea. 3 minutes more, please. 3 minutes more. It is raining all around me. I can feel it. It's a lot of rain. Thank you, Jesus. You give us more rain until we are blessed and we are soaked in the latter rain. It is raining. 2 minutes more. All around me, I can feel it. It's the latter rain. Why don't Jesus? Thank you, Jesus. You give us more rain until we are drenched and we are soaked in the latter rain. 2 minutes more. 2 minutes more. It is raining all around me, and I can feel it. There's a lot of rain. Why don't Jesus give us more rain until we are blessed and we are soaked in the lot of rain? 2 minutes more. 2 minutes more. 2 minutes more. Touched by his spirit. Yep. 2 minutes more. Now 1 minute more. Start to round up now. Start to close. How do you close a meeting like that? How do you close? How do you close? Woo! Jesus, we thank you. Hallelujah. You have not closed yet. How do you close that way? You close how? Through the door of rejoicing. Glory to God. Woo! Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Did you get something? You got something. Check your script. Check your script. What did you score? Check your script. What did you score? What did you score? Hey. Did you get it? You got it? Amen. And it's a ceaseless flow. It's not a mere experience. It's a ceaseless flow. Check it again. Check it. Check it. Check it. Amen. Check it. Yep. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, I just said the ceaseless flow. You've had this start and stop experience. Not anymore. It's a ceaseless flow. It's a ceaseless flow. And I'll give you this instruction. You know, when it comes to the things of God, we need to also pay the price for it. For some of us, the price is just focus. You need to pay the price. Paying the price just means to sacrifice. It's just like when you want to train children. You need to be available. There's no magic to it. If you want to build a family, you need to be there. You need to be around. You have to pay the price. You get it? If you want to build an enterprise, you want to build a business, you have to pay the price. And the price can just be focus. You know, sometimes you'll find someone say, but there's this new thing happening for Nigeria, CBEX. You know, say, come and put your money in CBEX. You just, sometimes just that price of focus. Stay there. Some of us don't stay long enough to be drunk. I've never gotten drunk before in the natural. No, I did. One day like that, I was about 3 years old. No, four. And I just saw this, it was brandy or something. I think it was sweet. I just took everything. As I seen, the house was up. I'll never forget it. Do you understand? I said, what is this? Do you understand? Boy, we've not tarried long enough to be filled with something. Sometimes the price of focus. For some of us, it's personal holiness. Personal holiness. You know, I know Jesus has forgiven us our sins, and no doubt, it's not going to be an hindrance. But you know something? It will have an hindrance on your own ministry. It will hinder you. It will hinder your testimony, for example, so you can pay the price of personal holiness. For some of us, it's just that consecration to do things regularly. Maybe I should share something I told the workers in church on Sunday. I said three things you should always apply in the ministry. I said number one is patience. Some don't wait enough to see something grow. They just feel maybe it's not, God is not there. And so if they have a disciple and the disciple is behaving one kind, somehow, they just abandon that person. They don't stay to see anything grow. I said number two, it is the force of consistency. Just doing something regularly. Do it regularly. It will grow. It will get better. The first is be patient. You know, I said the second thing, just be consistent. You see, consistency means that when you don't feel it, like it, when you feel like it, you are doing it. I said the third one, looks very funny. Learn to finish the task. Learn to finish the task. So I told them, how do you know when you are done with a disciple? It is when that disciple is consistently doing the same thing you are doing to him, to somebody else. I now give them an illustration. I said amongst the pastors in church, there were those who used to be some of them were literally led by others. I said, but now they don't do that again. Now they now discuss one another's disciples. That means your job is done. So always know when your job is done. So that the fact that somebody is excited, I like Pastor Joshua's teaching, that's not when the job is done. That even shows you there's a lot of job to be done. Do you understand? So learn to apply those things. So when it comes to the things of God, we learn to pay the price. You learn to pay the price. Prayer. Look at what he told us yesterday about the mom and dad. It's a price. Nothing just happens. You pay the price. Sometimes it's just a vigil. I made a decision 30 years ago never to have less than 6 to 8 years to study and pray every day. Now, there are days I don't do it, of course. There are days I don't. But what I now told myself is when I don't do it for 2 days consecutively, by the third day, then it's a 24-hour thing. When I miss it 2 days, it's a vigil. And I have fairly kept it for 30 years. It's a commitment. There are some days I don't feel like it. The business world has showed me pepper. And I'm feeling like, what's all this? But I just do it. I'm not feeling like it. I don't have anything. I'm just doing it. There's that consistency you need to have in the things of God. It's not just about, people are used to mountaintop experience, then so they live in moments, not in consistency. So make up your mind that you will minister like this every week. You know you can say that. That every week I will minister the gifts of the Spirit. I can tell you something. And I'm not trying to make a mountain of a molehill. Truth is, in 33 years, let's say it's 32, I can't remember a day I didn't minister to someone. I can't remember it. in 33 years. The day I didn't minister to someone, I can't remember a day. I can't. Maybe the day I had a shut-in and I was doing a personal retreat. Even that, I'm praying for somebody. Do you understand? I can't remember a single day that I didn't minister to someone. It's a commitment. So you can tell yourself, every week, I'll minister the gifts of the Spirit. So when you see your schedule, this week I've not ministered the gifts of the Spirit, too. Let me go out today. Make a commitment. So you don't live in moments. You live in consistency. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's just bless the Lord in tongues. Bless the Lord in tongues. We'll just do one more thing. Bless the Lord in tongues. Bless the Lord. You can pray for us. Bless the Lord in tongues. Bless the Lord in tongues. Sing in tongues. We'll do more singing tomorrow. But bless the Lord in tongues. Bless the Lord in tongues. Oh Jesus, we thank you. Oh, we thank you. Oh, we thank you. We thank you. Oh, we give you praise. We give you praise. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. For the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever and ever. We praise his name. We praise his name. For the Lord. Are you? Sense that I should just lay hands on you too. About the work of the ministry and other things. You sense that I should just lay hands on you. Now I lay hands on people to confirm the call of God on their lives. To the glory of God, I've had that testimony many years. Folks, I'll say, when hands were laid on me, this happened, that happened. I don't know whether you know that song, hands were laid on me and everything changed. You know it? Oh, sing that song. Amen. Pastor, you come back later.
Testament to the wonders of the grace of God. Ordinary ephemeral soldiers desiring to serve. I desire revelation, experiences of His holy reign. I desire to be set afire. Over and the king, one day, hands will lay on me, hands will lay on me, and everything changed. My eyes were open, and my heart began to burn afresh. Hands were laid me, and everything changed. I heard the Lord's voice, and I felt His power all over. Hands were laid on me, and everything changed for me. I'm a living proof. I believe.
You know, tonight, What we're going for is a double of whatever had happened before. And an increase. An increase in the things that happen in your ministry. And for quite a number, there's a special flow of revelation knowledge in your ministry that you will communicate the word of God in a more effective way. I see loose tongues. To speak much more freely. As hands are laid on you, everything will change. My eyes are open,
and my heart began to burn. My hands were laid on me, and everything changed. I heard the Lord's voice, and I felt His and everything is changed for me. I hear the Lord's voice and I feel His power over me. Hands are laid on me and everything is changed for me. Hands are laid on me and everything changed. I heard the Lord's voice and I feel His power over me. Hands are laid on me and everything is changed for me. Hands are laid on me.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Gifts have been received. Capacities have been enlarged. So, it's time to work. It's time to work. Work. Don't be laid back on the things of God. Don't be laid back on the service of God. Work. It's time to work. Step out and work. Move away from your comfort zones and work. You stayed long in that comfort area, seeing whether things will just be easy. It's time to move away from your comfort zone. Pray more. Wait on the Lord in fasting more. Build more strength by the word in meditation more. Step away from your comfort zones. Where you ran away from to minister, you're going back there. And this time around, you're going to do it better than before. And for us as a church, I'll speak more about it tomorrow morning, but for us as a church, it's a season really where we need to be stronger on the things of the Spirit. We need to be stronger about it. Is like to double up more as a church. Tomorrow I'll talk about it. But Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. We honor you for the movings of your Spirit. For lives blessed here and even outside this place. We have more and more as the days go on. Thank you, dear Father. Let's just lift our hands and bless his name. Oh, sing and bless him. Sing and bless him. Sing and bless him. Everything has changed. Sing and bless him. Give him praise. Bless him. Honor him. Thank him. I wanted to do something before I go tonight. For those who are women, I didn't want to give a call on this, but I'll just say it. The hand of God is on you. And I'm speaking about every woman in this conference. That's why I didn't give a call. Every female in this conference, whether you are invited, whether you came by error or by mistake, the hand of God is on you. Amen. And in a strong way. Amen. And that manifestation will be seen. Amen. It will be seen. Amen. The hand of God is on you. Of course, all of us together. Actually, let me tag this conference before I give the microphone to Pastor. Actually, this conference is a minister's conference. You recognize what is in the atmosphere. So in case you are still thinking about the ministry, you have been called here. That he dragged you here is to remind you. So it's a minister's conference. And that's the fruit we're going to see. Let's just lift our hands and bless the Lord. Thank you, Father.
Because Lift your hands up and bless the name of the Lord. Kreke shete rebo ko se kaliba kasheta raba. Koreke liba kalebo ko se kaliba. Preke lebo ko sheta raba ka. Oh, reke liba kaseke lebo ko shenda raba. Maseke lebo ko shenda. Reke ke lima kaka. Oh, raka seke lebo. Mashete bima kaseke limo. Oh, kakaliba. Press on more, press on more. Maseke lima kasheta lebo. Preka lebo ko se kaliba. Oh, raka lebo ko shenda. Maseke ni mama, oh reke lebo ko shenda, maseke ke limo, oh baka ni mama, reke lebo ko shenda mama, oh ko ni baka seka mama, oh reke shenda, maseke lebo ko shenda, maseke lebo, reke seke lebo, reka shenda, maseke lebo, reke lebo ko shenda, reke la baba, oh reke lebo ko, seke lebo, maseka mama, oh ko seke lebo, oh seka mama. Oh, Rakalebo, Maseke Lebo for Shenta, Rekeke Libo, Maseke Lebo, Ekalebo for Shenta, Reke Lebo for Setalaba, Oh, Reke Libo for Shenta, Oh, Kalebo for Shenta, Reka Seke Lebo, Reke Lebo for Shenta, Maka Seke Laba, Oh, Reke Laba Baba, Eke Lebo, Maseke Lima Kashete Lebo, Oh, Oh, Rekeli Baba, Oh, Sekelebo, Mashetelebo, Masekeli Makasheta, Oh, Rakali Baba, Masekelebo, Makasheta Baba, Makelebo, Oh, Rakasekelebo, Father, I will say thank you, Lord. Oh, Kasekelebo, let's say this confession together. Say the encounters of our today. We produce lasting fruits in my life, in my life, in my ministry. I get what I receive today. I say obedience to the Spirit leading. I am a carrier of His fire. I am a carrier of His fire. It works in me. It works in me. I am marked for His purpose, and I will fulfill all He has called me to do. I will fulfill all He has called me to do. I will fulfill all He has called me to do. What God has deposited in me today, I will fan it to flame. And I will bow for God. I will bow for God. I will bow for God. I teach with clarity. I teach with boldness. I teach with clarity. I teach with boldness. The words of my mouth are empowered. I'm empowered. I'm empowered. I'm full of power. I'm full of power. I'm full of power. I'm full of power. This is not the end. This is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. I move forward. Backward never. Backward never. I go out of my way to save men. Many men come to the light of God through my ministry. Through my ministry. I rejoice always. I rejoice. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Do we love Pastor Segun? Yes, we are going to pray for him briefly. Let's open our Bible to the book of 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 3. Are we there? I read verses 1 to 3. I read from Amplified Bible. It says, furthermore, brethren, do pray for us that the word of the Lord may speed on, spread rapidly, and run its course, and be glorified and triumph, even as it has done with you. Verse 2. And that we may be delivered from perverse, improper, unrighteous, and wicked, actively malicious men, for not everybody has faith and is helped by it. Yet, let's read verse 3 together.
The Lord is faithful, he shall establish you and keep you from
Praise the Lord. We are going to pray for pastor that is preserved. Is preserved. Is delivered from the hands of evil men. Evil men. In the name of Jesus. Is move forward. His family is blessed. They are preserved. Join your hands with your neighbor and let's pray for him. Pastor Shagun, you are preserved. You are strengthened. You do more for God. You never know better yesterday. Pray for him, pray for him. In Jesus' name we are praised. Amen. Say, Pastor Shagun, and your family, you are strengthened. You are strengthened. More and more. You are preserved. You are preserved. In good health. And sound mind. And sound mind. You are delivered from the hands of evil people. In the name of Jesus. Father, we say thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Time of refreshing. I believe we have all been refreshed. Nigerian church, I believe we are all being refreshed. Praise God. We are going to take our offering now. Before we take it, let's open our Bible to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 8. I read from verse 1 to 3. I read from Amplified Bible. It says, we want to tell you further. This is Paul talking. We want to tell you further, brethren, about the grace, the favor and spiritual blessings of God, which has been evident in the churches of Macedonia, arousing in them desire to give alms. For in the midst of an ordeal of severe tribulation, their abundance of joy and their depth of poverty together have overflowed in wealth of lavish generosity on their part. For I can be witness, they gave, say they gave. They gave. According to their ability. Yes, and beyond their ability. And they gave voluntarily. So when we come to a special meeting like this, supposed to bring something tangible that you give generously, happily. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Now you can package your offering. Let's package our offering. The details are projected on the screen. Also, we have envelopes around. If you need one, please go for it for cash.
What a gift to God, I'll never lose. Open up my heart. Wants to pass to all through me. I watch my treasures grow as I let them grow. What I give to God, I'll never lose.
So I open up.
So I open up my.
That parking is free, but we all need to register our number plates. If you have not done that, please do that tomorrow. The next session starts tomorrow by 9 a.m. Tell your neighbor, I'll be expecting you. Tell another person, I'll be expecting you. See you tomorrow. See you tomorrow. See you tomorrow. Remain blessed.